It's time for our senior spotlight today. And Paula over at the Whitney Senior Center is always so gracious in talking with her connections and people in the community. And today she sent me a wonderful guest. Her name is Lynn McKenzie. Lynn is the executive director of Light the Legacy. It's a nonprofit organization. Lynn holds a degree in interdepartmental speech communications at St. Cloud State University and is certified through Respecting Choices as an advanced care planning facilitator and instructor for advanced care planning facilitators. Now, the reason this is so important is because we talk about this a little bit on the show about when people pass away and being prepared for that. You taking care of yourself and making sure that you have a directive in place. So if something happens to you, that your loved ones don't only have to go through the pain of losing you, but also the pain of trying to figure out what to do with your estate or what your desires were for everything. It's just an added lot of stress on an individual. And Lynn has quite an incredible story. She's the author of a book called The Tear Catcher, God's Hand in Your Heartache, and the play, An Almost Murder Mystery. She's an experienced speaker, passionate about empowering people to discuss end-of-life issues and motivating them to complete healthcare directives. Lynn, I appreciate you being on the show today, and I wondered if you might share a little bit about your story about you and your husband.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Kelly. I had a real-life experience, and that's why I'm so passionate about the work that I do. Back when I was younger and my late husband was 39 years old, he found out he had stage 4 cancer. And at the time, he was really active in the St. Cloud community, but at the time it was in his liver, his lung, his bone, and his brain already. So he underwent radiation, chemotherapy, and lasted 11 months only. The last 32 days of his life, he ended up at Fairview University Hospital in the Twin Cities. In the last 2 weeks of that, he was on the ventilator. And for those of you listening who might know about an advanced care plan or a healthcare directive, your healthcare directive appoints somebody to speak on your behalf in the event you can no longer speak for yourself. So when Bruce went on the ventilator, I was his spokesperson. I had to make some very difficult decisions under duress, but I could do so with a clear conscience, a clear mind, because I had that roadmap. I had his healthcare directive that we had filled out like 10 years earlier, and I remember literally holding that document in the ICU when I had to make difficult decisions. So to me, it truly is a gift of love you can give your family and your loved ones.
Yeah. And you and I were talking off air. I recently lost my mother, who was a very organized woman, incredibly organized, always has been her entire life. She was a banker for many, many years and kind of tells you the type of person she is. Details, I's dotted, T's crossed. And losing her was incredibly difficult. Losing your best friend, you know. And she was the same. She had everything planned out, and she would have either way, even though when she found out she had cancer, she already had these kind of things set up for us. But she's basically made a roadmap for us. She had a health care directive, but she also had notes on everything that we needed to do when she was gone, just in case. And so we've kind of been following that roadmap. It's kind of like she's still here, because I use those guidelines a lot. This is something that we really want people to understand. So for you, let's tell people a little bit about advanced care planning. What is advanced care planning?
Well, advanced care planning is kind of the big umbrella. Your healthcare directive is a piece of that, but advanced care planning is for all adults. So 18 years on up. It's not for the sick and the elderly, 18 years on up. And it's thinking and talking about what your future healthcare decisions might be if you have it like a sudden event. And that could be a car crash, for example, or a sudden illness where you can't make your own decisions. So then the healthcare directive would be then appointing somebody who can speak on your behalf that you know and you trust. And, you know, there's ways you can document that and your healthcare directive, as well as appoint an alternate healthcare agent. That's what we call that position in the state of Minnesota. Healthcare agent. So, very important. And then to have those conversations It's not something you do and put in your safe deposit box.
Right.
You want people to know it, to have copies. Yeah.
So the big picture is create your advance care plan. And part of that is the health care directive. And that is, like you said, finding the person or persons that you would trust in case, okay, well, I'm making this plan way ahead of time, so I'm going to put so-and-so in here. But in case something happens to them, who would be my next in line? And maybe having those things all listed. So other things regarding that, what are some other qualities to consider, like when considering a healthcare agent, you know, someone who can speak on your behalf? Because sometimes I think about my children. I've got three boys and I think about their personalities and I think, do I put all three of them in charge or do I look at their personalities and go, I think this one is going to be too distraught to handle it. I think this one is more of a plan maker. I think this one may not know what to, I mean. Are those kind of some of the questions you should ask yourself when you're creating this plan?
Yes, you're spot on, Kelly. You want somebody that you can talk to. Somebody that, because these are difficult discussions to have, but somebody that you can talk to about it and will listen, ask questions. Someone who would be willing to accept this responsibility. This is a heavy thing to accept that responsibility. And they need to be okay with that. So I always tell people, ask, you know, don't assume. And then you want somebody who will follow your wishes. It could be they have their own healthcare directive, but their wishes are totally different than what you would want.
Right.
So, but as long as they can follow your wishes. And then also, like you had mentioned, your son, you want somebody that can follow or to act under pressure, make decisions under duress. And be okay with that because some people just crumble and they wouldn't be the best person to speak on your behalf then.
And you made a good point. I never thought about this. It's like, yeah, you're thinking about what you want and you're making these decisions, but you should really ask the person, is it okay? Let's talk about this. Yeah. This is what I'm doing. Just in case something happens, do you think in the situation, if I passed away, that you would be able to handle these responsibilities? And would you be okay if I assigned you as the person to handle my estate or whatever? I mean, you really should ask them.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, sometimes I've run across people that they have four kids, for example, and they want to put all of them down as a healthcare agent. That's not always the best mode because, you know, families are very different, typically. And that's why I wrote the play, An Almost Murder Mystery. It's about a mom who is in a severe car crash. She is rendered where she doesn't know who she is or where she is. And her family's called. They're all different. And it's a play about the family dynamics that occur. And sometimes families can be divided when proper planning isn't, you know, in place,
or they can
come together. So, back in 2017, the Great Theater Actors performed it at the Paramount, and during the reconvenings, and that was just a really blessed event. I think there were close to 400 people there. So,
You go ahead.
I was going to say the other thing I wanted to mention about the healthcare directive itself. It is a legal document, and so. By putting your wishes down, it should be followed in the hospital, for example, in the event something does happen to you. So, and it's free.
Yeah.
You can download it from Light the Legacy's website, lightthelegacy.org.
Oh.
And it's free because all you need is a notary or two witnesses. One of the witnesses cannot be your healthcare agent. So, people think you have to go to an attorney. That's a myth. You don't have to.
Okay.
And it doesn't cost money.
And so for the healthcare directive, because this is the other thing, and I think about this too, what if I have this all done, it's all drawn up, I have a folder with all the information, but my kids totally forget about it, or they don't know where it is, or they're like, oh my gosh, we can't find it. I think the healthcare directive, you actually, is there something on the form that says you want to make sure that you give this once it's signed to... I don't know, the hospital that you would be going to? Whose hands do you put that in to make sure that if you were in a car accident, I mean, what if you end up at a different hospital? I mean, do all of them talk to each other to find out if you have a healthcare directive or is it on your license?
Yeah, well, you can now put it on your license, but it's not the, it just states that you have one.
Oh.
But when you get it completed and it's made legal by either two witnesses or the notary, you want to make copies and have the conversation with your healthcare agent, with your healthcare alternate agent, and even other family members. When Bruce was in the hospital and I had to make decisions, because we had conversations with his family, with my family, everybody was on the same page and they could support me, which was huge. I needed that.
Man.
And so, again, you don't want to tuck it away where people can't get it. I tell snowbirds when they're, you know, going down south, take it with you. Put it in your glove compartment, your suitcase. And you should give a copy to your physician or your provider and get it scanned into the electronic medical record system.
You know, if you are someone that is, you know, like in my mom's situation, she was in a situation where she knew, you know, that the time might be close. And at that point, she did take, I believe, her health care directive and actually had it posted on the refrigerator in the house. We were we had home hospice, and she put it there. And I realize that that's not something you probably want to do when you're 30 years old and you just got married and you're just trying to make sure all this stuff is taken care of for 30, 40, 50, hopefully 60 years down the road. You don't want that on your fridge. But like you said, putting it in a location. What about your employer? You know, a lot of employers have a like a life insurance policy that the family will get if you pass away, things like that. Do they ever keep healthcare directives on staff because people go back to the employer and say, do you guys have anything in HR?
That's not something that people typically do. Your best bet is to get it scanned in at the your healthcare system.
Okay.
We meaning like the legacy, we have trained volunteers that you can go get help.
Oh, nice.
And we've got two sessions at Whitney twice a month, the first and the third Tuesday of the month. All this information, by the way, is on like the legacy's website. But you can go there. You don't need an appointment. And I know this past Tuesday, there were 16 people that showed up.
Oh, goodness. That's great.
And we walk through the healthcare directive with you, and a lot of these are retired nurses. And so they really understand more of that technical language that's in there where people might get tripped up and they have questions. And then we also, Whitney is so gracious, as well as we've got a session at the Sartell Community Center also, and that's the fourth Monday of the month from 10 to 11. But they will make a copy, and then we have prepaid envelopes where we can pop it in the mail and send it directly to the St. Cloud Hospital where it gets scanned into your medical records.
That is great.
So we're trying to make it as easy as possible to complete all the steps that you should have when doing your advanced care planning.
I understand that April 16th is National Healthcare Decision Day. Tell me about that.
Yes, and that was created 9 years ago, and it was because years ago, Benjamin Franklin said the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. And so April 16th is the day after taxes, and it has grown throughout the nation, and now it is, we kind of celebrate, I don't know if you want to use the word celebrate, but acknowledge April being National Healthcare Decisions Month. And Life and Legacy actually has an event on April 26th, April 28th.
Okay.
And it's a virtual event, and you can find out details from our website, but it's Take 10, Take Charge. We want you to take charge of your planning, and it's 10 ways, and we're focusing on how COVID-19 has impacted advanced care planning. So we're going to have, it's just an hour, and we're going to have that conversation on the kind of the top 10 things we learned from COVID, and then to have community conversation on, you know, how can we move forward and plan and things like that. So that's a great event for the community, and I would encourage any of your listeners to join in. Again, you can go to Light the Legacy's website and find out information. And there will be a Zoom link for that event that you can join in on. So,
all right. Lynn, I really appreciate you spending some time with us today. I was curious, before you go, you have a book called The Tear Catcher, God's Hand in Your Heartache. Is there anywhere we can get that book?
You can contact me, Lynn at lightthelegacy.org, or, you know, you can, if through Amazon, you can order it too, and Barnes & Noble, whatever, any major place like that. Yeah, that's the journey we went through when Bruce had cancer, and kind of the lessons learned and the blessings, the hidden blessings that we really had during that time.
Thank you for putting that down in writing and sharing it with us. It's Lynn McKenzie. She's Executive Director of Light the Legacy. If you're interested in any of the events that she was telling you about and National Healthcare Decision Day, you can go to the website that they have, or you can just let me know and I will send you all the information here too and send you directly to what we've been talking about today.